This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. Addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi, he said, India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens countless opportunities for the country's skilled youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that on this significant day, more than 61,000 young people are beginning a new chapter in their lives by receiving appointment letters for government services.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade. The Prime Minister highlighted that India is emerging as a major manufacturing power with unprecedented growth in production and exports across sectors such as electronics, pharmaceuticals and vaccines, defence and automobiles. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day today. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has arrived in New Delhi on her official visit to India. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that her visit will explore the next phase of the India-European Union-EU strategic partnership. He added that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. She will also be the chief guest along with the President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, at Republic Day celebrations tomorrow. Both the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU Summit on the 27th of this month. The Election Commission will celebrate the 16th National Voters' Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the celebrations in New Delhi as the chief guest. The theme for this year's National Voters' Day is My India, My Vote, with the tagline Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. In his message on the eve of the National Voters' Day, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar highlighted that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. A new party joined the Jamaat-e-Islami-led electoral alliance ahead of the February 12th parliament election in Bangladesh. With the inclusion of the Bangladesh Labour Party, the alliance once again comprises 11 partners a week after an Islamic party announced its exit. Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami is the country's largest Islamic political party. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing a target 110 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals made 111 for 3 in 15.4 overs. Laura Bolwadat was the top scorer for Delhi Capitals, an unbeaten knock of 42 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.